אנחנו קוראים בכתבי בעל
הסולם. We're reading in the writings of Bala Sulam, the introduction to the book of Zohar, item 71.
Yes. In letter 70, last time we spoke about. You know what, we could say like this. He writes, as such, from the corrections of the Zohar, woe unto them who cause him to leave the world, the light of the Messiah, meaning the light that corrects all of reality, and not return to the world, for they are the ones who, specifically they are the ones who make the Torah dry, meaning that same method for correction of the nature of man. They make it dry, meaning they turn it into just a simple study and do not want to engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah. They confine themselves to the practical part of the Torah and do not want to try to understand the wisdom of Kabbalah, to know and to understand the secret of the Torah and the flavors of mitzvah. Woe unto them for in these actions they cause poverty and ruin, looting and killing and destruction in the world. Meaning they cause all the evil, the bad that may be. So there is no more source of evil than these same people who need to engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah. And instead of this, they engage in all the other things. And it's no wonder that the world is in such a natural sensation of anti-Semitism towards that same group, that it doesn't know it, but it is opposed to the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah, because whether they want to or not, they cause all the evil in the world. Nothing we can do. This is the system in which we exist, and we need to see the truth in order to correct it. Okay? Yes, Gilad.
Rav, can we say he's talking about us? That we're not doing all the possible?
Also us, of course, also us. Good thing that you said it and reminded me. Meaning, we're talking about that entire same group that once emerged from Babel, from Babylon. As much as these few thousand years, it has disconnected from the method itself, from the wisdom of Kabbalah, from the attainment of the end of correction of the entire world. That's one thing. That it's not just a dry study like every other science. We're talking about the correction of man, the correction of the world. On one hand. On the other hand, it's also talking towards all those same people who joined that same group. Because where does that group come from, right? It came from Babel, where there are people who felt that they want this, that they felt they understand when Abraham turned to them. And so they felt they need this, and they're ready for it. They accept it, and they went after him. Now, it's also talking towards you and towards everyone. Doesn't matter where the person comes from, what he belongs to. He needs to now understand that this speaks towards each and every person, that today we are in the stages of the end of correction. And so each one who feels some reaction in him from this, that awakens in him also this desire and sensation and understanding of the responsibility. And so he must join and by the wisdom of Kabbalah understand what needs to be done to connect between us, to turn to the upper force, to form a place through us the upper light, the abundance toward the goodness towards everyone can influence all comers of the world. Let's see what he writes.
Item 71. The reason for their words is, as we have explained, that when all those who engage in the Torah degrade their own internality and the internality of the Torah, leaving it as though it were redundant in the world, and engage in it only at a time that is neither day nor night, and they are in it like blind people searching the wall. By this they intensify their own externality, the benefit of their own bodies. Also, they regard the externality of the Torah as higher than the internality of the Torah. By these actions, they make all the forms of externality in the world overpower all the parts of internality in the world, each according to its essence.
This
is so because, one, the externality in the whole of Israel, meaning the nations of the world in them, overpowers and revokes the internality in the whole of Israel, who are those who are great in the Torah. Two, also the externality in the nations of the world, the destructors among them, intensify and revoke the internality among them, who are the righteous of the nations of the world. Three, additionally, the externality of the entire world, being the nations of the world, intensify and revoke the children of Israel, who are the internality of the world. In such a generation, all the destructors among the nations of the world raise their heads and wish primarily to destroy and to kill the children of Israel. As it is written, no calamity comes to the world but for Israel. This means, as it is written above, in the above Tikkunim, that they cause poverty, ruin, robbery, killing, and destructions in the whole world.
Okay, this is clear to us from here that in sum total, those people that awaken in the world to destroy the world and to be in all the conflicts and problems in the world, why do they awaken as such? Well, it's because the force of correction doesn't come to the world in its time. That corrects the human ego. And thus these nations rise up in between them, one against the other, and also against Israel. And the reason for it? That same nation of Israel, that same part in it, that needs to be connected to the wisdom of Kabbalah, to understand and explain to everyone, to explain so that everyone will understand what's happening at all, what system of nature we're in, what's happening to us, and we're not doing it. We're not doing it. And thus, we are at fault for all these things that are occurring, both in the whole world and also with us. And it's no wonder that the nations of the world truly turn to Israel and they condemn and they blame us and they say that you're causing all the evil in the world. And this is what we see from this great Kabbalist that writes it as such. He was not afraid to write this. And it's not simple.
Okay.
PT25.
Rav, a few days ago you asked us to pay attention and to be meticulous about this discernment about Israel and the ones who yearn to reach the Creator. The ones that reach, that have the internality and the responsibility to engage in the Torah is upon them.
Yes, meaning there's two discernments here. One is that Israel is called according to their desire that is directed Yashar Kel, direct to the Creator, that wants to reveal Him, to get closer to Him, to understand Him. And that's called Israel, meaning Yashar Kel, direct to the Creator. On the other hand, we also have the earthly form we see in this world upon the earth, that there are people who are called the nation of Israel, Jews, according to how they were born. And so we need to relate nonetheless to both, because if we speak within our study, then of course we're talking about Israel as those who yearn for the Creator. But if we're talking about the world doesn't take that into consideration. Rather, whoever belongs to the corporeal nation of Israel, whether we want it or not, that's how we see we have both these discernments.
So, in truth, both when we act in dissemination and in the ten, and even a personal person in the ten, there is a confusion. Whose responsibility is it? Sometimes we say, everything depends only on me. Meaning, if I'll intensify my internality over my externality, so the ten also, etc. Sometimes we see that we say the Jews in general in the world, they're the ones who should sustain this the rule and to increase internality, and because of them there is calamity in the world. Here it's hard to understand who's my partner. The truth for the to bring the correction. Is it only me and the ten, or all the Jews all over the world?
We need to turn to everyone, to the whole world. And that's what I understand and do. And along with this, surely, if we're talking that this is the first of all to bring correction to the world, it's first to those who are called Jews, because according to the root of the soul, they are in a state that through them they received Torah. All the nations of the world, it's known to everyone. And they need in connection between them to show an example, to bring these forces of good to the world, on one hand. On the other hand, we need to understand Jews are called those who are drawn to the Creator. And you have millions who, among the nation of Israel, were drawn in different foreign directions. And they have no interest in the wisdom of Kabbalah. They look down at it. They truly degrade it, both the wisdom of Kabbalah and the Torah and the country of Israel and Judaism and everything. They want to be, they want to belong to the world and feel secure there without restrictions. I understand that, but nonetheless, we need to turn to those and to those, to everyone. Because in sum total, the forces of nature operate according to their systems of these forces, and not according to the desires and understanding of people in this world, who don't understand anything from the world they're really in the meantime. And so we need to advertise to everyone what Bala Sulam writes here, and each one, according to how he will understand it and be impressed of it, will change himself in life. Because otherwise, we'll find ourselves in very complicated, complex states. We're in a state of great opposition to the general nature, which is the Creator. A frontal opposition. You see what's happening? Just how much we have floods and fires and earthquakes and hurricanes. And this is just the beginning. And the coronavirus, of course, and so on. This is all just the beginning. I don't want to scare you, but you know that usually when we talk, later it happens. And thus, we need to explain to everyone what is the true reason for all the crises that are coming, and they will not leave us. And they're coming to everyone, to all of humanity. Some farmer there in South America or South Africa. It's us, we who understand a bit and a bit connected to the correction of the world, we are at fault. And thus, that's how each of us must think. This is why we received this knowledge, this connection to enter our systems to truly reach correction of the world. There's nothing to be embarrassed about here. These are high words. Who are we? Yes, we have to do it. And there's nobody here who loses or benefits. We are all in danger. And if there are some countries who are still as if it hasn't touched upon them yet, just wait, they will all flip. These are like waves. They go from place to place. And you'll see how it works. From day to day, it changes, and the direction is clear, that the entire world will suffer until the world won't press on itself, and especially on Israel, to take care of this problem. Until the world will start pressing on Israel to correct the attitude of man towards nature, towards godliness. Let's see what he writes onwards.
So we're continuing with a line that starts with the word after. After, through our many faults, we have witnessed all that is said in above mentioned corrections, tikkunim, and moreover, the judgments struck the very best of us, as our sages said, and it begins with the righteous first. And of all the glory Israel had had in the countries of Poland and Lithuania, etc., there remains but the relics in our holy land. Now it is upon us, relics, to correct that dreadful wrong. Each of us, reminders, should take upon himself, heart and soul, to henceforth intensify the internality of the Torah and give it its rightful place according to its merit over the externality of the Torah. Then, each and every one of us will be rewarded with intensifying his own internality, meaning the Israel within him, which is the needs of the soul over his own externality, which is the nations of the world within him, being the needs of the body. And that force will come to the whole of Israel until the nations of the world within us recognize and acknowledge the merit of the great sages of Israel over them and will listen to them and obey them. And the internality of the nations of the world, the righteous of the nations of the world, will overpower and submit their externality, who are the destructors. The internality of the world, too, where Israel will rise in all their merit and virtue over the externality of the world, who are the nations. Then, all the nations of the world will recognize and acknowledge Israel's merit over them. And they will follow the words, quote, and the peoples will take them and bring them to their place, and the house of Israel will possess them in the land of the Lord. End quote. And also, quote, and they will bring your sons in their arms, and your daughters will be carried on their shoulders. End quote. This is the meaning of what is written in the Zohar. Through your composition, which is the book of Zohar, they will be redeemed from exile with mercy. Amen. Amen. Would that be so?
Questions? We finished the introduction to the book of Zohar. There's a lot to talk about here. You can add infinite questions and answers, but we'll go with how much you want. How much you want to scrutinize these things?
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
About man's nature, I can understand there's internality and externality, but why is it said about the Torah that it has externality and internality?
In the Torah, there's internality and externality because what do you want to get out of the Torah? Either stories, as it's written, or you want to take out of it knowledge of the system through which you want to draw light that reforms, in order to resemble the Creator. It's all dependent on man. What is he drawn to? Externality? To know stories in the Torah? Or does he want force and power that will help him change himself? That's the entire difference.
And why were people given the opportunity to bring the externality out of the Torah?
It's written in such a manner, in order to approach internality, you have to pass from externality, otherwise you won't grow. You're asking as if, why were we not created already in the upper world, in the spiritual world? Why do we need to be here in this world? And from this world, by all these troubles and problems, thousands of years of suffering, to then reach the spiritual world and begin rising in its degrees until the end of correction. So that is actually your question. So it's all because a person needs to be comprised of all of creation and resemble the Creator. And it's not possible other than from the darkness to reach the light. And thus we begin from the lowest possible degree, that to the extent that we begin the path, we are less than still vegetative and animate. This drop of seed that we're beginning from it, it is not worthy of anything in of itself. Still vegetative and animate, they are surely more worthy for development within our world, and within spirituality, we're entirely, entirely unworthy. We reach spirituality in a manner which is truly opposite from zero, and it's all in order to acquire all the spiritual discernments in a true manner upon ourselves. Not of this that we were just born this way, rather that we can learn and be critical, to truly to be within of these scrutinies. A person needs to be comprised of everyone, of all, and then connect everyone that everyone emerged from the Creator. And a person in this can reach resemblance of the Creator. There is what to talk about here and learn. These are very high things. I'm willing to listen and answer as much as I can. Mach 10.
Да, доброе утро. Спасибо, Раф. Вопрос такой, а почему...
Thank you, Raf. Good morning. The question is this. Why doesn't he take into account
получается, что больше нигде не было вот именно учения?
Any light by Israel?
What he spoke about here, Lithuania and... other place, that's where there were mainly Jews there, Poland and Lithuania. So all the Jews from there all the Jews who reached initially Russia and they filled Russia, they came from Poland, from Porsche. We had White Russia and this whole area. It wasn't as today in much higher borders. That's how it was. And that's why he writes about Poland and Lithuania, that they were the source of all the Jews, who later spread upon that great area of Russia and also further south and other countries there. Their source is from there. Carmiel.
Доброе утро, Раф. Доброе утро, товарищи. Раф, вот... мы постоянно говорим, что все неприятности.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends.
В мире происходит от того, что.
We're saying all the time that all calamities in the world occur because the people of Israel is not engaging in the Torah.
No. It's not. We're talking about this, that the nation of Israel is not engaged in corrections, in correcting the world. And in order to correct the world, it needs to correct itself. In order to correct itself, it needs to engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah. It needs to draw the light that reforms. It needs to draw the light that reforms in order to correct itself. In order to draw the light that reforms, it needs to engage in the internality of the Torah, which speaks about the soul and the correction of the soul. The wisdom of Kabbalah.
А как точно понять, кто вот кто народ Израиля, кто должен заниматься Торой?
How to precisely understand who the people of Israel are and who must engage in correcting themselves? Because many haven't heard about it yet.
The nation of Israel is called all those who it's accepted that they are part of the nation of Israel and the humankind. And the nation of Israel is called also those who yearn for that same goal of correction of the world, correction of the soul, that they're in it already internally in this process. Just like we have now here people from the entire world, friends from the whole world, that according to their direction, they're called Israel. Yeshakel, direct to the Creator. So despite that they are not Jews, corporeally, that's not important. That's upon the earth. That's only place it plays a role. But according to the spiritual tendency, they belong to Israel. Yeshakel, direct to the Creator.
Это стремление как бы проявляется в течение жизни, оно не проявляется.
This tendency, this yearning is revealed along life. It's not from birth.
Okay, спасибо.
Well, okay, sure. So what?
Latin free.
Thank you.
Latin free.
Gracias, Rav. Buenos días. Conocemos la importancia de la.
Thank you, Rav. Good day.
¿Cómo entender la frase no entregar la Torah?
We know about the importance of dissemination. So how should we relate to the words that are written that we shouldn't give the Torah to the idol worshippers?
No, in our times that's not really so relevant. We can open ourselves up and what we learn to everyone, what we study. You see what I do. There's no problem. There's no secrets. We're getting closer to the end of correction, and this needs to be understood by everyone and open to everyone. Unity 3.
Десятки, мы возвращаем себя как Израиль.
In the tent, we grow as Israel.
It all depends on your direction. What are you asking me? Whomever wants to reach the correction of his soul, to reveal the Creator, he is called Yesharkel, direct to the Creator, Israel. But again, in that word of Israel, there's a few levels. There's an earthly level, Jews in this world, and there is a spiritual level, which is the internal tendency of man.
Tzafon 2.
Tzafon 2.
Rav, why is the spiritual work in a small group rather than the majority?
It's always as such. High spiritual things that are close to the Creator, they're in a small minority. PT 29.
According to what discernment will the nations of the world will acknowledge the merit of Israel?
According to attainment of the goal, that we will cause a change in the world for the good, that you understand we're still far from this, but when we'll begin to cause a change of the whole world for the good, then all the nations of the world, in general, the whole world, they'll begin to feel that it's a result of this that we're worrying about it, that we care for it, that the source of it is from us. That's clear? Ita 3.
Grazie, Rav. Questo è il motivo per cui è stata rivelata solo ora, per non rischiare di impegnare.
Thank you, Rav. Is this a reason that Kabbalah was only revealed now, so there won't be use externality in the wrong way?
Yes, of course. How is it possible to reveal Kabbalah in the Middle Ages or before? Truly, people were not capable of grasping, digesting. The opposite. Kabbalists concealed the wisdom of Kabbalah as much as possible, that it won't be revealed. And only in our times, let's say about 200, 300 years ago, since the Baal Shem Tov, that's actually when it began. That's when Kabbalah began to be revealed. And there were also great problems, big problems for Baal Shem Tov when he began this work. But he made big corrections nonetheless. And the wisdom of Kabbalah was revealed at least in the entire Western Europe.
Rav, ma noi essendo più egoisti, non c'è il rischio che lo chiamiamo anche noi stessi?
But we being more egoistic, isn't it dangerous that we'll use Kabbalah for ourselves externally?
No, how can you use Kabbalah and externality in this world? You see all the religions and faiths, all sorts of methods that that they use the upper force, the creator, all these different fundamentalist, extreme religious movements, whatnot, and we see in every place nowadays, in every nation, that too is a result of this, that the wisdom of Kabbalah was revealed in a bit, and has thus, there's a tendency for it in an extreme manner in each nation and in each time. each era. Yes. All the evil things also occur because of the wisdom of Kabbalah. And soon it needs to be revealed also the good things. Now we're at this stitching point between the bad era and the era now that's supposed to be good. That's precisely our time now. If we activate ourselves correctly, that will turn all the negative forces in nature that are revealed into good. Otherwise, we will find ourselves in very difficult states throughout humanity. I'm sure you read about it and hear about it a bit in the media and everything. It's not a secret anymore. If we're going to continue this way, then more than a few decades, we won't even exist on this planet anymore, the humankind. PT 30.
I wanted to know if I'm all right or is there something I can improve, because it seems as if I'm entirely in the internality of the Torah. Every morning, I'm in the morning lesson, the writings of Bala Swam, I'm 100% internal. Externally, I don't invest anything in the externality. So, am I all right or is there something I can improve?
You need to enter some system of ours and to be under people who will direct you. Otherwise, you are bound to just get confused and cause harm to yourself and others. That's it.
What do you mean? Dissemination or what? I didn't understand.
I don't know. You need to turn, I don't know, to Gilad, Shimon Karmon, and let them direct you where you belong to more in order to benefit yourself and others. Not Toronto, Rehovot.
Rav, if I understand correctly, the entire creation is divided into internality and externality, Israel and the 70 nations of the world. The right question is, what is the Torah? Why is that also divided into internality and externality?
That's towards human beings. It's not that Torah is divided. Torah is the light that enlivens and fills the creation. It's not divided into anything. They say there's 70 faces to the Torah and many parts in the Torah, but it's not that it itself is divided. Rather, as such, we receive it and realize it. Siberia.
Раф, вот я вижу наводнение, люди страдают, да, но вот я до конца в полной мере.
I see the floods, I see people suffering, but I don't describe it to myself. I can't associate it to myself. How can I increase my sensitivity, my responsibility? Relate to the 10 in more seriousness, or should I add dissemination, or to increase my... how to increase this sensitivity?
Only by this that we'll talk about it between us and incorporate it what Kabbalists write regarding our responsibility to the whole world. As much as we'll be drawn to our correction and to correction of the world in dissemination as well, as much as possible. Today it's not so difficult, because look what's written in every place about all these tragedies and crises in the world. We just need to add correction. We don't need to tell them about the bad state. They understand the situation is bad. We need to just explain to them how to reach good. And that's it.
No, lo nishar lanu chutz mi Be'er Sheva.
Okay. So besides Be'er Sheva, we have, I think.
Thank
you very much, Rav, for letting me ask. The principal question is about there are so many discussions about the interpretation of the Torah and caused a lot of sufferings throughout history. Who is that Torah intended for?
Torah is meant for whomever wants to correct himself, and by this correct all of reality. He is called Yishar Kel, direct to the Creator, and the Torah is meant for him. And in this, we'll end here. Maybe, oh wait, we have PT 19, please.
Good morning, Rav, friends. Tell us, Rav, is there room for externality or not? Maybe we should cancel it. I didn't get it.
I
can't explain to you now the structure of reality. It will just confuse you and won't give you any opportunity to understand something. It won't be beneficial now. We'll reach a state where you'll begin to worry. It all depends on how much, nonetheless, you'll connect with the Ten.
Meaning there is internality and externality.
I answered that, right? So don't keep asking. You're not going to confuse me.
Rav, yesterday you gave us a great exercise to think about the conditions, how to enter spirituality and to build a prayer in the Ten. Is there an exercise you would recommend for us for today? We talked about a conception. We talked about bestowal to the world.
The main topic of today is how we build a womb out of the Ten. How each one depicts the Ten as a womb in which he needs to hide himself in there, conceal himself in there, and begin to grow himself by the womb, according to the womb. Truly to enter the womb, to immerse in the womb, that this is the Ten, and as much as you see them as one collection, that you want to reveal the upper force, which is actually connecting them as one, that's how you begin to grow. And that's the first grip in spirituality. The first step. Okay? Wonderful. So, continue. Maybe we'll do a workshop. We still have 10 minutes. Let's do a workshop. How of the Ten do we build a womb? How do we build a womb out of the Ten? This is the most foundational, important thing. So please, how do we build a womb out of the Ten?
Womb depends on my annulment. That's what we learned today. Everything depends on how much I annul myself more and more and more to the Ten. And when I annul myself in the first degree, I'll discover that the Ten is the womb and then I'll be able to develop in it.
The place that we build together in our yearning, it's something mutual that doesn't belong to anyone, it belongs to all of us together.
Yes, the womb is something we build together. It doesn't exist. You can't do it on your own. But if we add all our annulments together, place is made where you can grow as a spiritual embryo.
Womb, it's a place to grow in. Not just a place that wraps you, it's a place that you ultimately expect to emerge as a fetus and ultimately become an adult, a man, Adam. This is the place in which we build it and where it needs to take us and to the goal, to adhesion. A womb is usually for one man. Sometimes there's twins or more. could be complicated, but it's usually a place for one man to enter, be conceived, and be born as one. We really, in our connection, we want to reach such a degree that we will be as one.
Rav talked many times about annulment before the ten, that this is what makes the ten your own womb, to annul the thoughts that go through my head, to annul them to the thoughts that you present, the higher thoughts about bestowal and love.
In my eyes, this lesson was like a womb. To hear these words of the Rav, the excerpts, now the words of the friends, this entire package is one big womb. We enter each moment more and more, build it, all our yearnings for spirituality. I also heard the Rav say specifically, no business, no calculation, anything, just adhere to the friends. And walk like that with them, with eyes quiet, eyes closed, and an open heart.
Yes, and before all these great words, we learn annulment, concealment, and annulment, and conception. There is this calculation. How much is a person ready to put his whole life into the tent to really see the entire reality, everything he's going through, and also things he can't connect, but he still wants to bring, go back into the tent and bring it all there. Out of that, you can give the friends the feeling that all he's here for is that. To show the friends and to give them strength.
Rav also described to us and warned us about the state before conception, before this entrance, the state of the womb, which is a state of repulsion. He said that a person at this point feels that he wants to leave, that he lost all his previous desire. And the advice he gave us here is patience. Patience to hold on day after day in the 10 and continue this work on top of this exchange between the corporeal desire which has disappeared and the spiritual desire which is being born in us.
We talked about it in the excerpts, and then we also see it in the corporeal branches that the whole 10 is that the embryo, and that's the only nourishment one can receive. You have nothing unless you learn to see it through the ten.
Meaning, the state of the womb, the embryo, it's very dynamic. It's not that you just nullified and that's it. I'm great now. But to truly grow and develop as an embryo, the 10 needs to constantly give you new things to nullify towards. And on our part, we need to constantly renew these forces to nullify ourselves. And so we have this very important work over the course of the day to get new things to nullify towards, to increase the importance of nullification, and specifically pay attention to that state. Rav told us that we won't have any desire, we won't want to advance and listen to the lesson.
I think that these exercises of annulment we're doing between us when we decide some decision, and everyone, like heroes, have to agree to it against their desire, is but small examples, like crumbs of the true annulment when one has to annul his existence in his current state. It's like a seed put into the ground and he has to rot. That's something a person can't agree to with his ego. For that, we need the light. So in the meantime, we're practicing in an annulment towards things that even give us satisfaction. Wow, we were able to annul ourselves against the desire. So we need to do some common work between ourselves to make efforts towards connection, to feel that we're partners in this special fate. And also we need help from above, the light that will come to us and make this inversion in us that will bring us to this state. But we have to do our work.
Rav
said that the nullification will need to be each time towards more and more difficult conditions with respect to the will to receive. And so we need to help one another in this mission, in this task, and the efforts that will bring us to failures, that will bring us to a demand for the light to correct us.
הבורא צריך לבנות בנו, לבנות אותנו כעשירייה, כרחם.
The Creator should build us as a tent, as a womb. We have to turn to Him. After all these scrutinies, we have to ask Him to make the tent into a womb, a place where we can develop and sustain all these things that friends have talked about.
אם אפשר אולי לסכם את העניין הזה, אז רב אמר משפט כזה.
If we could maybe summarize this matter, Rav said something like this. You need to constantly be in nullification. You grow through nullification. That our approach in our work is that the nullification is the, this that we do this more and more, that it grows us. And what it grows us spiritually.
Yes, and our broadcast for today will start at 10 till 10:30 with an inside look with Dr. Michael Lightman. Let's end with a song.
Преодолев туман, где правда есть, а где пустой мираж. Cause if you take the flight tonight, I'll help you step into the light. Because together we can make the darkness bright. Соединим, и мы достигнем нашей цели слиться с ним. Juntos en unidad, la solución en tus manos está. Together we can make the darkness bright. Open your eyes. מסכן.